things that are going on across campuses is the purchase and the pursuit of two permanent homes, one at our Shawnee Mission campus and, of course, one here downtown. This has been a long time coming. We've been searching for about 4 years for the Shawnee Mission location and about 2 years for downtown. And as we discussed and voted back in December, we believe we found those two spaces, and we hope to close on these properties, okay? So for downtown, we hope to close at the end of March or beginning of April and mid-April in Shawnee. That vote, it passed overwhelmingly back in our December congregational vote with a 98% in favor. And what's more, in that time, we received over we've received over $500,000 in Reach KC gifts. In addition, 4 months into our annual budget, our general fund giving is tracking 4% higher than expected. And so that gives us some great margin to be stowing that away in lieu of purchasing these two, or in light of purchasing these two buildings upcoming. At our congregational meeting, we voted to enter into contract on these two buildings and commence a period of due diligence to discern a better picture of what it would cost to actually build out these two spaces. During this period, we've had experts comb through these spaces to give us a more accurate estimate. While more expensive than we initially thought, the additional costs will not cause us to exceed what we initially voted on in December. That's important. At downtown, so here's kind of like the summary for where we're at downtown. Our early estimates before the building was under contract were based on walkthroughs. And since it's a functional business, we were limited with how much we could do. Once we were able to actually get in there, the estimate of the costs increased. The major drivers were life safety issues due to occupancy changes and remediation of some hazardous materials. The result was an increase of $750,000 in estimated tenant improvements. So during this period of time, we've also, you need to know this, we went back and we looked at other opportunities, other spaces as options downtown, and we've also spoken to another church that's here in the downtown, and we still believe that this is the right space for us and still a really great deal when we think about the different factors involved. That's downtown. So our due diligence is done. It was finished in February 28th. We're looking to close April 3rd-ish, okay? So it takes about 30 days to let the current tenants know that they have time to vacate, and then we will seek to sign closing documents around April 3rd. At Shawnee, we have a longer due diligence period here and are still working towards precise numbers, yet both the architect and a general contractor are suggesting we need to revise our estimates upward of about $500,000. Also, this time in our current space, so Shawnee Mission was setting up in a school. Now they're in a 7-day-a-week space temporarily. That's kind of month to month. That's given us a little more realistic picture of our needs, and we're experiencing some really good signs of growth there at our Shawnee Mission campus. So please pray that we continue to design this structure, this potential new space, right, with growth in mind, with also the wisdom to know what we actually need right now, trying to space that out in an appropriate sequencing. We need to be build out the space for immediate usage with a keen eye for long-term planning as well. Even with this increase, this is such a better option than our initial plan of trying to purchase property and build new on that. And so we are convinced of the wisdom to continue to pursue there. So with both properties, while we attempted to do as much research and estimating as possible before the due diligence period, there are complexities we just didn't expect as we were able to do some deeper digging. We have much better numbers today. In sum, our original total estimate for both properties, purchase and renovation, was initially $5.65 million. It looks like it's going to be closer to $6.9 million. As I said, that's still within the realm of what we voted on in December. That's a lot of money, though, the whole lot of money. And your elders, your senior pastors, the campus pastors continue to believe these are the right spaces and this is the right time. And if we genuinely believe that in the beginning, then we believe it's within our ability by God's power to pay this off and to pay it off quickly, and we have a good history for that without hampering our mission. This is our mission. We need a home base to continue to care for and to be a missional mobile structure, a place that's proclaiming the gospel and living out the gospel in the various communities across KC Mo. And so we're going to be praying. And we're going to be giving. Every single one of us is going to have a part to play in making this a reality. And many of you have already done that. Allie and I were talking about this. We actually got a date night away. It was awesome. Thanks to some really kind folks in our congregation who watched our kids. And we were just talking about what that means for us as a couple and how it increases our giving. This isn't just the pastors telling, this is us together, really figuring out, okay, how do we continue to give to care for this need and to move this forward? And so I want to encourage you, if you are able to give above and beyond your regular giving, pray about it and please do so. And we'll have opportunities in the coming months to make additional commitments to make this happen, because it really will take all of us. So if you have any questions or you just want more information, we're going to have some staff members. And Greg, if you raise your hand here, one of our elders over Christ Community is going to stick around after this service in about a couple minutes. Here we're going to do a little Q&A. And we'd love to talk with you more about it at this time. But just to be clear again, so the downtown space, because I know some of you, we'll talk a little bit more at Shawnee in the Q&A, but downtown, the due diligence is up. That was up February 28th, this last week. What we're looking for now, we're not going to find out anything new that we don't already know, mostly. Nothing that's going to change the decision. And now it's just about making the people aware and signing the closing documents in April 3rd. So there's a really good chance, better than ever, that we're going to own a building April 3rd. So that's going to be pretty, pretty exciting. And I just have to say, I'm just really grateful for each and every one of you. I said this in first service. I know how much you all are engaged and longing to be engaged and longing to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven as much as possible until Jesus himself returns. And so just thank you for being a really great church. And I'm excited how we can be an even better church in the days, months, and years ahead.